Hey, welcome to the spot where we're not here to talk at you. We're here to talk with you. So let me holler at you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of Let Me Holler At You. I am one of your hosts, your girl, Miss Ty Wonder. With me, I got the amazing Mr. Booker Snow. How you doing, Book?
What up, doe?
And he says it differently every single time. I love it. We on the roll with these interviews today. We have another very special guest. We got Miss Cassie. How you doing?
What's going on, y'all?
Hey. Yes. So it is, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and just tell it. Let me just go ahead and lead off with this story right now. Okay. I'm going to put you out of that book. I'm sorry.
Dude, so, no, open fire. Open fire. I'm with it.
You know, we had this bright idea of, hey, you know what? Let's interview some people dating over 30. Cool. Right? So he gets into the office and he's like, yo, sis. So, you know, I was talking to this lady and this friend of mine and, oh, she's so dope. And she's got, what's her name? Issa Rae show, Insecure. Yeah, so she got into Insecure, but her song didn't make the cut, but she dope though, right? And I was thinking we should interview her. I was like, okay, cool. That's what's up. That's dope. He goes, he looks at me in the eye and goes, it's Cassie. I was like, why did you just say Cassie? I know Cassie.
Lee, what a name.
I dead ass forgot Lee, y'all what a name. Knew each other.
Looked at me in the eyes like, ah, shit. Yeah. You already know who I'm about to say.
But I appreciate I just the praise. Said that. I appreciate it.
And he I was did, pumping girl. You. He was pumping you all the way up.
I appreciate the gas.
All the way up. And I was like, oh, she sounds dope. That's what's up. Run it. He goes, it's Cassie. You know oh, what, Negro.
I was pumping you the fuck up yeah. with no, like.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. There ain't nothing but love.
Yeah, man.
Definitely that was. Love. Definitely you know, was.
I don't know if it's bias or if it's just a mix of just that and just like I'm really proud of you.
I appreciate it.
Because I really remember when you were so quiet and reserved. And when I saw how you handled your business, I was like, who the fuck is she?
Yeah.
And then you started helping me with stuff, and it was like, yo, no. I'm like, what else do you do? Like this can't be it, because we work together. That's how we met. And I'm like, ain't no fucking way this all you do.
Yeah.
And you was telling me everything you do. I said, that makes more sense.
Right? We literally, none of our meetings was about work. It was always ever. About progressing outside of work.
That's
every
dope.
Day. Yeah. So in saying that, what do you do?
Everything.
I know, right?
I had a whatever. Total Masego moment. Oh, everything, right. Everything, everything, thing. I do everything, everything. Thing.
Hey, she could write for him.
Yeah.
Easily.
Okay. Mm. Like, I love writing. I she could. Music is my thing. And, like, when it comes to the art of it, like, I really, really dab in the art of it. Mm. It's not just, okay, I'm just trying to get on, just trying to get some money. No, I really fuck with music. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, in the writing part, that's me.
Yeah, you have this that's uncanny it. Ability to tap into emotions mm-hmm. in a way, like, vocally. Yeah. That is like, it's a lot of women that's doing that right now. Like, you guys are getting a lot more revealing and intimate. And you're starting to talk about, like, the effects of the broken heart and,
okay.
You know, the traumas and things of that nature. And it's like, it's... You know, sometimes people like, it's a girl move. I don't think it's a movement per se. Mm-hmm. It's just time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ladies, let's speak up.
True.
You know, and you're not in certain arenas yet, right. But I do believe you'll be there eventually.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As long as you stay steady with it. Like, I'm oh, that yeah. confident in your abilities. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to bring back, like, that people actually listening to music. Like... It's kind of hard now because everybody want to be trendy and stuff like that.
Mm.
So, like, actually digging deep into the art of it.
Yeah.
Like, the writing, the passion behind what you're saying. You actually talking about something word. That somebody can relate to. So, yeah we're going to get it.
I remember.
Love it.
Check this out, Ty.
Mm-hmm.
So, she was like, hey, Book, why don't you jump on the track with me? I'm like, word? Oh, hell yeah. What you mean? Did the verse for her, sent it to her. She was mm-hmm. like... Nah, you ain't hit that hard enough. I was like, damn. And I think I did it, what, 3 times?
Yeah.
Before she was like, yeah.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Nigga, that was it.
All right. Yeah. I was like, yo, you ain't. I know you could get real gutter right. with it. Like, I know you could take
be
it
that
up.
Nigga. I'm like, all right. Like, oh, I get to be like yeah. myself? She's like, yeah. Like, oh,
now, let me tell you how funny the universe slash God is, right? Because the light bulb just went off. When I met Cassie, we were interviewing her for what's now Lies and Garbage, but before it was Real Talk Tuesdays, and we had different hosts back then. And I remember interviewing her, and I had listened to her music, and so I remember everything was on replay. It was on replay. I was like, oh my God, this girl is dope as hell. Like, everything just flowed, like, between the lyrics and the music, everything was just flowing. And I remember now this track with this artist, and I was like, damn, his voice is dope as hell. It just dawned on me that shit was you.
Yeah.
And, of course, this was before we filmed Untouchable, so I didn't know you to know that's who you were. That is so crazy. That's like, crazy the light bulb literally just went off. Yeah. Like,
we're all connected right? some way.
Yep.
Like, you always going to link back.
Crazy.
Shit is mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's the energies. You all have connecting energies. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
You don't get connected.
So we want to talk to you about dating. Started off with man. The tuh.
Yo.
And the reason we want to go this direction is because the field that you're in,
mm-hmm.
As an entertainer.
Yeah.
What do you find to be the most difficult thing in dating or even meeting a proper suitor? You know, in considering what arena that you function in.
I would say communication, really. Like, I find it so hard to really connect with a lot of these men just on just conversing with each other.
Mm.
Like, it's so hard. It's like, I don't know if it's the men are trying to be the same as, like, someone else, like, the way their approach is to dating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, dang, y'all don't really have no type of personality or nothing. It's like, I could bring up a topic with someone because, like I said, I'm a writer, so I'm very, like, I love words. So, I will sit there and just converse with you about something, and you just sitting there like, yeah, for real, that's what's up. Like, damn, like, come on, give
can
me
you
something.
Add, right, can you give me some dialogue?
Right,
can you
give
talk
me
back?
Something.
Can you tell me it sounded stupid, it sounded highly intelligent, that your pinky toe hurt when you said it?
Man.
Like, something.
Nothing. And then you expect me to go deeper with you physically. I can't do that.
Right.
Yeah. If that is not there, it's over for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
that's
okay, how cute you is. Yeah.
Right. That is a hard one. Like, to not be able to have actual dialogue.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so annoying, especially in my
30s. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No,
oh, definitely.
Yeah.
The older I get, the less tolerant I am about
it's
guys not being able to hold a conversation. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm in the relationship I am in now, because we could talk for hours, you know, and the dialogue can continue and never get old. But, man, the amount of guys, and I met some cute guys. And
I don't like that.
When I gotta do that, it's a wrap. You know what? Because looking at you is only gonna go so far.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. And yeah, most of us got, you know, slightly dad bodies. So unless you got an immaculate ass beard or 360 wave or something like that, it gotta be something about
it's
you.
Gotta
you know
be
what
something.
I'm saying? Like, chest hair gotta be perfectly, you know, something. Because I know with me, like, you know, I don't care how beautiful the woman is. Like, if we can't converse.
Man.
Can't do it.
I'm about to make everybody mad. If we can't conversate.
Okay. Say it. Just say it.
But, no, if we can't converse, it's like, yo, this is, like, where's this going? Like,
nowhere.
You can't even, it's certain things you can't even look past because we can't have, like, if she got a slightly lazy eye or something, and but she's still cute. You know what I'm saying?
I can't say that because I got a slightly lazy eye.
I mean, I do too.
But that's what I'm saying. But you can look past that stuff when and it's like, man, she talked that shit though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's hard to, you know, look past that when a person can't even converse.
At all. It makes them so unattractive.
Yeah. Man.
Like, I've looked at guys like, which guy was that? I can't remember which guy. It was on one of the dating apps. And I was like, no, it wasn't the dating app. It was Instagram. This guy
that's
gave me
it is.
Yeah, it was this guy on Instagram that thought it was his place to tell me that I was a terrible woman and nobody should date me. But anyway, yeah, that's another topic for another day. But anyway, he was going on Instagram Live with two other guys that I follow. And I clicked on it, and I remember looking at him and thinking, oh, he's cute. Now, of course, this was a while ago. This was before I was, like, single-ish back then. And I was like, oh, he's cute. And he opened his mouth. I was like, sir, you too damn cute to sound that goddamn dumb.
That's when it go left, when y'all start
real
talking.
Real quick.
Like, that's
real
when it go left.
Real quick. And I was like, that is just a waste. That is a waste of a cute face.
Okay, so I got to ask this question. So as a writer, do you get upset when people can't even text you?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's the thing. I hate texting.
Do you?
Why?
I hate texting. If I got to text you all day, it's over. I'm not going to talk to you.
You know
like,
what?
I love talking on the phone or if, like, face-to-face. I hate texting because, one, I be, you know, so I be, it be too much going on for me to text you. Yeah. So, nah, I'm good. I'd rather talk to you on the phone.
Yeah, well, you live that slightly hippie life and shit.
Yeah,
right.
Because I ain't going
to quick to forget.
Like, yeah.
Okay, quick I have forget. Texts sitting there now that ain't been sent. I really thought I sent it, like, for real.
Yeah.
No, I be responding in my head all the time.
Okay.
Like, I responded to you, I ain't.
And see, I just, like, I have to cut my phone off. Mm. That's my truth serum.
Right.
Yeah, like, just take my phone the fuck away from me.
Right, man.
Oh, like, straight up. Like,
oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, like, just take my phone away from me, period. All bad. So, your current project, what's the name of it?
The Heart Has Eyes.
Oh, you damn right it
do. I like that.
Yes, yeah. It definitely do.
And where can they get a copy of it?
You can get that everywhere. It's on every streaming platform. Ooh. The link is in my bio. Y'all can follow me on Instagram. It's Cassie with a K, A S E A, Eyes, E Y E Z S.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Love
I
it.
I love this man. Yeah. Look, let me tell you. I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you, we would be, this is wild. So I was her supervisor at the job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, I didn't even know you was my supervisor. You were literally gone for a while. And I was like, where's our soup?
Yep. Yep.
Like, I don't know. And you had actually helped me and everything. Yeah. Didn't even know you was my supervisor.
Yeah. I had to go out. I was in a car accident that took me out of work for a while.
Oh, wow.
And, who did I have in charge?
I don't know. Nobody.
I know when I went out on surgery, it was like you, Ashley, and somebody else. Yeah. I was like, yo, y'all run shit.
Yeah.
And it might have been, oh, she gonna kill me for good. Went over to dispatch.
You know what? I hate when people do that because now I see shit. Her.
My memory just got
trash.
A
promotion.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. She just got the promotion and shit. I'm sorry, baby, if you hear this.
Liz.
Liz, thank you.
Yeah.
And she literally, like, you know, my team, first of all, could do everything. Remember when we won?
Yeah, they were mad.
Like, we were the first place.
Yeah, they were
team.
Mad because we was crazy. We was rowdy.
They took
it
was
it real, though.
And then,
y'all was acting up, huh?
Yo, we bad. Even had an employee that was top performer, and they took it from him.
No.
Wow.
Yo, they was like, wild. Yo, your attendance.
Right.
What?
But he legitimately was top performer, though. Yeah.
Right.
Like, wow.
And I think it was my first month back we got top team.
Yeah,
and they was like, man, what the hell? Like, and then we was like runner up the next month. They like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. So then they took all my people and put them on other teams.
That's terrible.
I was like, yo. But then they be hitting me up still on the computer like, yo, Book, help me out.
Man.
Hey, can you do my resume? I'm like,
right.
Yeah. That's but it's like, funny. It was such a dope atmosphere, and I greatly... Didn't you help me flip that island? You and Charles? When we did an island takeover or something?
Yeah,
that's
wild. We did that. Yeah.
Because they literally like, came DTAs and got me. It was like, we need some people. I was like, I got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And I came and got Cassie and my other homeboy, Charles, and they did an island takeover.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So dope. So dope.
That's what the thing with like jobs and stuff like that, because we literally had to use our creativity for it. And like that's the hard thing about working a job when you're creative.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get paid for that.
Yeah.
They're going to, it's just thank you.
Right. So, right.
So it's a pizza party.
Yeah. You using your creativity for a job that is not yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's tough.
How does that work in, how does that translate over into trying to like, well, not maybe not find love, but leaving room for love to come to you? Like when you're, when you have a creative mind, when, you know, you function in a particular realm, like how does that, like how does that translate over? You know what I'm saying? Does it make it harder for you?
It does make it harder because of your expectations. So it's kind of like you gotta either remove expectations so you don't feel like you're pressuring something, or, you know, continue to deal with having expectations and hopes to, that it changed the outcome. So, I mean, I have a hard time when it comes to dating just simply because I'm trying to keep my mind in a creative state, and then men are very disruptive and like a distraction. So it's like, do you really want that right now? But you know, you had those moments where you'd be like, dang, I wish I had a little boo thing, you know, that I could just hit up, you know?
Just a little something.
All right, just a little something. But, you know,
I'm
like either all in or ain't. So, like, it's kind of hard for that. So either I'm, because I don't like too many. I can't spread myself thin like that.
Yeah.
Because so I'm going to end up lying to you.
So you don't have hoes?
Nah. No, like, and that's the crazy thing. I had some hoes, but it just, I can't keep up. When I like one, I'm like liking you.
Yeah.
And then like the other ones, they're just gonna fall to the side. And then I try to hit you up when me and old dude ain't good. Now it's like, man, you ain't been hitting me up. Yeah, it's just too much.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
So yeah, it's hard to spread and then stay creative. Maybe if you ain't have nothing else going on. But it's hard, man.
But you know what?
What?
Look, this is why we go fuck around and have cameras eventually. If you could have saw Ty's face, I'll tell you, I can understand
that. I'm not trying to do that.
I really can't.
Man, it'd be hard out here.
Face, man.
It really does. People just do not understand.
Man, it's hard juggling all that. You got to deal with all these personalities. Like,
girl,
it's
the personalities,
lot.
You got to remember everybody's birthday. You got to remember what they like, what they don't like, what you talked
what
about.
What you just talked about.
Because, you know, we
not
really talked about
is.
That hippie lifestyle. So it's like, when did I have that conversation?
Did I even tell him that?
Right. Did I tell him that or did I tell him that?
Right.
I don't remember.
Nah.
Did we talk about this already? Maybe we talked about it already. It's too much. Oh, I
too,
can't.
Too much.
Hey, so disclaimer, I know nothing about this lifestyle.
Man.
You know, my daughter might be listening. I don't want no problem. You know how Brooke is.
Yes.
Yeah, she do not fuck around with me. She would literally pull me to say, Dad, can I talk to you?
Okay,
like,
that's
sure.
good.
Like, what's up, baby? Who is she again? Like, word, wow.
Okay, on it.
Well, you see, my kid was nosy. She just...
Oh, T2 don't play.
Nah. That's you saw brother. That? Did you see that look?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And her timing was on point, too.
It really
she
was.
Hit the corner like, did I just...
She did pop out. It was like...
Yo, climate control. Climate like, control is real.
Right.
They be like, there you go. Such thing as no climate control.
These kids not playing like
bullshit.
Parents,
for real, though.
So with your music, do you think that you may be... And I hate to phrase it like this because I find it insulting sometimes, especially with black women. Mm. Do you find that sometimes, you know, that you may come off as intimidating? Ooh, I saw the eye roll. So see, that's why I hate saying that y'all intimidating because I don't think y'all
Man,
intimidating at
oh,
all.
Gosh.
But that's how you guys can be perceived.
Yeah, for the common population. Call them comedy.
I like that. I like that. Definitely.
Because,
that
yeah.
shit on a t-shirt.
Right? The common population.
Shit.
Yeah, we're going to call them common because they're like, the way they think is just, you just going with somebody else's thought pattern and it's so stupid. But, yeah, I've gotten it. Like, I had a guy off, well, my first EP mm-hmm. I had dropped. I'm about to get a little personal.
That's fine. But, go for it.
Hey, so, go ahead and do the...
He was, he wasn't my dude, but
drugs.
You know...
Hold on, don't start yet. You got to do the drugs.
Wait, hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
And as soon as she hit them shit, you can go ahead.
Oh, shoot. Which one was it? Because it was... Oh.
So he was not my dude, but, you know, he was, you know, a little thing. So we had, you know, got our groove on to my EP or whatever. So, like, after he was telling me, he was like, you know, your music, he was like, I don't know, like, you, I don't know about you. I was what? Like, what? I was like, what is that supposed to be? Like, what? Like, what's the problem? He was like, yeah, you real lyrical. He was like, I don't know what? About that. He was like, you may be too much for me.
Well, at least he was honest.
Okay.
And didn't waste your time yeah. that he already knew. Okay, I ain't mad. I mean, it's a little weird, but I ain't mad.
I was like, what do you mean? Like, what?
You're because a little too lyrical.
Yeah, what? It was very weird.
Okay, so for all the listeners out there, let me just clarify some things. So.
Right.
Cassie just said she had relations with a man listening to her own music.
Yeah, I did.
That's the most gangster shit I've ever heard.
Right.
Hey.
Because I've never heard. I've never heard Chris Brown be like, yeah, you know, I threw on my album. I sure never right. pull up like, you know, we were listening to Confessions, right?
And, okay.
But Cassie, and the album dope as fuck.
Yeah. It was.
But it's, yeah. It's talking some heavy
it,
shit.
It really
you
is.
You know what I'm saying? So to be like, oh yeah, we was listening to my album and, you know, got it in and that's gangster. And then from listening to the album, he went, I don't think I can handle this.
Yeah. I was like, what do you mean? Like...
That's my
like,
baby.
What wow. do you mean?
I'm so proud of you. My mama gonna be like, did you condone that?
Yeah.
Hey, mom, I'm sorry. Yes, I did.
Right. Yes, I did, mama.
Yo. I don't, too yo. That, I had another question ready.
You lost it.
But yeah. that right there.
You lost it, yeah.
That we were listening to my album.
Yeah, we were.
I put Son in check. And he realized he couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And I had to let him go.
And I was really, like, I don't know, my feelings was kind of hurt.
Why? Really?
And it was crazy. I think it was because I didn't get real feedback off of it. Like, I take that stuff personal.
Wait, pause. Feedback on which thing, though?
I mean,
like,
I'm
like, yo, I'm like, yo,
I mean, my ask. Boy, I mean, I don't know what the I can't handle was for. I don't know if it's for the music or, you know, I don't know, but
it's all.
It could have been.
Hey, look, I'm going to speak for this.
Oh,
I don't have no problem helping my brothers out. Look, what's your sign?
Pisces.
Oh, shit. I forgot. Because that was initially, that's what
yeah.
we had on the album cover.
Yeah.
Yo, look, right. first of all, Pisces, y'all a little much anyway. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah. I was married to one for 10 years. I will definitely, yeah.
We can be.
Boy, y'all a little
not,
much.
Not a bad thing. Y'all are just different.
Different.
Yeah,
yeah.
boy.
Just different.
Yeah, boy. And so y'all different. Emotions and heart go into everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
You know, like Libras, they have this fuck that I ain't about to fail thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's a different, because both of y'all had that thing where it's like, nah, plus, you know. You know, I know I'm a Virgo.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, not only am I going to win, like, the shit going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And even if it's not perfect, we find a way to make the shit seem like it was.
Right.
Like, I knew that the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't know that shit.
You ain't did it at all.
I knew that light was going to blew out at 12:15 on the Saturday. I knew
no,
it.
Did.
I knew it. I timed it, you know? But it's like, to have somebody that emotionally, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys... When your heart broke, the shit broke.
Yeah.
When y'all love, good God. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
honestly, you guys are better at loving than even Virgos.
Hmm.
For us, it can be ego.
Yeah, I can see that.
At times.
I can see
but
that.
The thing is, we're extremely loving. Like,
we'll
rub your feet, toes, you know, we...
Yeah.
Everything.
My ex-husband was like that. He was,
yeah, boy.
He was definitely very...
We cake.
Yeah.
Like cake, we cake.
Yeah.
But are the genuosity sometimes behind the love, and this is my opinion, Pisces are a different fucking level. And it's because of their level of commitment to doing it. Yes. You know, it's not a second thought. Libras, it's the level of loyalty in it. Good God.
That's true.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It's the, you know, and I'm not trying to say, loyal I just don't fault. Believe in love being boxed in.
Yeah.
You know how I am. I'm a big mush bucket. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Such a mush. What do you call me, love pusher? Actually, love people start calling me that pusher. Shit.
Doesn't that fit him?
Yeah.
That's like, so
he's a love
fitting.
Pusher. The I'm love like, pusher. Oh, my God. Sound like I'm out here slinging dope and shit. But I kind of am.
It is, though. Yeah.
So, like, people, they read my book, and they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So transparent. And it's okay. Like, I don't fancy myself as being the world's greatest poet. I know poets that have put me under, but they're not as transparent about things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pisces read that shit, and they like, yo, this is,
yeah,
damn.
Okay, right up my alley.
Yeah, so when I get love from a Pisces for like, some love letter shit I do,
yeah,
it means it's another level thing. You know right. what I'm saying? It's another level between, I would say, Pisces, Tauruses,
oh, yeah.
and Libras. Mm. It's something about those three signs, just for me personally. I can't speak for nobody else.
Yeah.
For me personally, it's like when you guys give me the, oh, shit, mm. like I take it another way. And Aquarius,
yeah.
I take it another way. You know mm. what I'm saying? So not talking down on no other signs and shit. I don't want people hitting me up. I'm a motherfucking Aries and we the same. Yeah. Chill. Chill.
It's not a sign.
All those fiery.
Hey, I'm definitely right. not about this. I am talking, definitely not talking shit about no Scorpios.
Oh,
hey,
God.
We good, y'all. That's next level beef. You know right. what I'm saying?
Hey,
I don't no smoke. But it's like, I love the fact that you're just like, you know, like you can openly say like that broke your heart, it hurt your feelings. Yeah. Like, but so what really got you though? Was it the uncertainty of what he was speaking about? Was it the lack of closure? Like, what was it? Do you even know?
Boy, yeah, a mixture of all. Like, I have a hard time dealing with not getting closure. Like, I have a hard time with that. Like, I don't like people ghost me. I don't like people just go away and don't say nothing. Don't leave my mind wondering.
How do you handle like that?
It used to be very difficult for me because, you know, especially being on those dating apps, you start having conversations with people and then they just ghost you. And at first it used to be really depressing for me and I would cry about it a lot because I'm like, you know, I'm an awesome person. Why would he ghost me? Like, I thought it was going so well. And like, right. I'm gorgeous and I'm smart
okay.
and I'm talented and I don't understand. Like, it would really bother me.
Yes.
Like, I'm so serious. But then I got to the point of realizing that how people treat you really don't have anything to do with you and everything to do with themselves.
Okay.
And then people ghost you for reasons that have nothing to do with you. And like I thought about how many times, not intentionally, I've ghosted someone or kind of, you know, pushed back. And it most of the time, because I don't like conflict, most of the time it didn't have anything to do with them and everything to do with the stuff I was fighting on the inside and trying to get me together. So I got to the point before I got into a relationship that it was just kind of like, you know what? It's his loss.
Right.
But that was true. That was a process to get there. That did not happen overnight because we talking about a whole year. I'm like, what did you go?
And it's so weird.
I thought it was going so good.
It's weird because I don't mind being ghosted. And
what?
I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't know if it's my personality or what, but it's something about, and it's crazy because to be, you know, transparent, you know how I am. Like, I've always had abandonment issues. But if something goes left and the person's like, fuck it, I don't care. That's crazy. Like, if a woman was to tell me, you're a lot to handle and dipped, I'll be like, I understand.
But see, that's still closure. I'm getting some. I'm talking about the ones where they
just
good.
Disappear.
Yeah, you just
all of
disappear.
A sudden.
Yeah, because even with those,
that's
I'm like,
fair.
Like,
my shoulder shrug is so Kanye with that shit. Is that bad?
No, I mean, it's good that you ain't got to even deal with those feelings.
True.
Yeah, because so, like, they don't have to hit me no more, nothing. It's like, I would say it's probably like two women that I've dated where it was just like, the shit hurt. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, it's like just numb. I could literally be numb and I can go do some music, write a script. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, I just go hoop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, Book, I thought you was going to... Nah, she... Like, damn, word? Yeah.
But do you feel like you even got deep enough to even care? Or is it just... Because you can I think I'm cold in them areas. Be, like, chilling with people. And then they just... it's like, all
right,
whatever.
Yeah, that's like it. That's like right now, it's literally one person on this earth. Mm-hmm. Outside of my kids, of course, and my parents. It's only one person on this earth. Like, if they was to, like, just be like, you know... To disappear, I fucking crumble. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Which says a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying about that particular person. If they disappear, I'll fucking fold. Like, what is this walk for?
Had the ugly cry.
I wrote Journey to Love, but what is the journey now? You know, I would fucking crumble. You know what I'm saying? Though. And the thing is, it's like for me not to be married, that says a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So. You know, that's how much I value this person's input, insight, the conversations, the dialogue, you know, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but outside of that, man, look, we still got to get up and make cookies tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? We still got shit to do.
I mean, I've been on that side.
Yeah.
So did you write a song about it?
I did.
I wrote a song about it. Well, here go.
Did you see how smooth she answered that shit? No, like, right.
Yeah. I did. Of course. It's on the hard ass eyes. It's my fault.
Yeah. It's my fault. Oh, wow.
It was definitely
love
my fault.
I fucking love it.
I ain't doing right. But, I mean, yeah, we all play both sides sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself getting married?
Oh, gosh.
Damn.
And it's crazy because, like, at one point, see, my parents, they divorced when I was, like, when I graduated from high school.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, I had both parents coming up, but it was like, I guess because they were my model of marriage, mm-hmm. like, I kind of view it a little bit different. So, I don't know. At this point, today, if somebody, like, with the next 6 months asked me, nah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get married. So.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I've definitely been there.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you don't never know until you really get to that point.
Yeah.
To somebody being like, all right, I want to be forever.
Yeah. That's true. I can relate because I was anti-love for a long time. I wouldn't even say the word.
Yeah.
You remember, I wouldn't even say it. I'd be like the L word.
She was so pissed
at
me.
Oh, gosh, man.
How'd you keep talking to me about that L word?
Right. The L word. I don't want to talk about it. That L
like
word.
Sis. Come on. I'm literally
so
like,
upset.
Like this,
right. Love is good. Love is it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
When demonstrated properly.
Correct.
So, yeah. It can be very beautiful.
It definitely. It was not a conversation, a topic, a word. And I remember I was aggressively skipping love songs. You remember that?
And that's the
and
thing.
My daughter would call me on it. She's like, Mom, why do you have to aggressively skip the song? Just skip the song. I'm like, am I that bad?
And it really don't even be love. It be people's demonstration of love.
Right.
Like, it's not even really what the core of what love is.
I pronounce her name. Masigo.
Yeah,
Masego.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna find out that shit. I was like, yo, this nigga cocky. I thought it was like mass ego or some shit. Like, word is bond. Like,
listen, let me tell you something.
You see how she is right now,
listen,
right? This man don't talk about love. He talk about draws.
And he do.
And get the fuck out.
He
you know
do.
What I'm saying? Or I'm out. Like, but he do it
but
so
he's
smooth.
So talented. Yeah. And let me tell you, watching this little Negro perform, I swear to God, is a cross between Prince, MJ, and what's my man? Stokely.
I believe that. I believe that.
Incredible life.
He's a dope artist.
He really is. Mm-hmm. I love his creativity.
Yeah.
It ain't so much his lyrical content most of the time. Honestly, sometimes I'd be like, yeah, I forgot you like my brother's age. You young.
Yeah.
But his creativity is so dope. Because sometimes I'm like, yo, that was, like him and Brent Faiyaz. Sometimes
that's
I'd be
my
like,
fucking guy.
Yeah, but some of his, Sandra. I'd be like, ugh.
Like, look, this shit that he did with Sonder, my shit. my shit. So, to kind of go back into it a little bit. So, okay, we hear the marriage thing. What would it take? I'm about to tell you, about how you pour your shit out. What does a man need to present to you, considering what you do, how intimately you pour yourself into that? Because we've seen, we've heard some of the repercussions.
Right.
What does a man need to present now to earn your trust? Because you're Pisces. You're not going to repeat the same thing twice. So what would a man need to present in order for him to separate himself from what you've already experienced for him to even be able to get in the door? And I mean a serious door, not the, you know, kick it, you know. Of course, you know, Saturday, my nigga, no doubt. I'm talking about like serious. Right. He gets time.
That's a good question.
I would say protection. Like, I've been my own protection all these years. So it's like, it's kind of hard doing it on your own as far as like protecting your heart and stuff like that on your own. So if I could find, or if a man comes through, you got to really show me that I'm protected emotionally.
That's word.
Like, I love it.
I really got to feel that. Because if not, I'm going to act a fool. I'm already telling you now. I'm going to cut up. So, yeah, I got to really feel protected.
I love it.
As a black woman, what does that look like, though?
That's a good question.
Man. I would say, for me, it looks like it's more of an energy. Like, it's something that I just, it's the assertiveness. I just know, like, I know this individual. I feel the energy. When people see you, they know that, oh, yeah, he don't play behind her.
Like, I love it.
Like, it's the energy. It's not just somebody just, all right, well, I'm going to say it. Nah, you actually doing it. Like, you actually putting it in and not just being verbal about it.
Yeah. So, I love it.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. That honestly, that answers a lot of, you know, like maybe internet dialogue.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? Because I see a lot of posts with ladies, you know, just, you know, one of the hottest topics right now is literally about black women being the most unprotected. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I have my areas where I agree. I have my areas where I disagree. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, as black men, we don't get educated in a lot of areas. And then you get women that's like, I ain't about to teach no man to be no man. And it's like, it's not about having or teaching us to be a man as much as it is teaching us how to, you know, treat you individually. You know what I'm saying? Like, every woman don't need protecting the same way.
Yeah.
That's one. And then two, when we offer to step in, like, every now and then I offer to assist a woman somewhere just to see how it goes. Ma'am, you need help with that bag, that box. I helped a woman with a TV a couple of days ago. And it honestly made me feel pretty good that she even let me help her with it.
Right.
Oh, wow.
It's a TV. She could have thought I could have ran off with it.
True.
But she was also carrying a whole bunch of other stuff. I don't know how the hell she even was carrying the TV. It's in the box. She had it like,
boy, it's some super women.
And it's sliding down her leg. And I was like, oh, you know, as a man, you don't want to see no TV get wasted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk.
You thinking about the price of the TV. Right. Like, that's a $375 TV.
Right.
See, we different way. I'm like, yo, you about to fuck up somebody 2K.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The whole experience.
You about to fuck up somebody Madden, Call of Duty, something. So I'm like, whoa. I said, oh, shit. I said, how far you parked? She was like, right over here. I said, I got you.
Man.
And I grabbed the TV, you know.
That was dope.
Walking into the whip. And you know, she didn't even look back at me, neither.
But you could feel that,
though.
I was like,
yo, that's dope.
Like, all that stuff come off. People don't realize that energy be real.
Yes.
You can feel when somebody is about to be shady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, if you really connected into that, you going to feel that.
That's
why
everybody,
she ain't even frank, because she already knew what time it was.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, genuinely trying to help her.
Yeah. And it felt good.
Yeah.
Like, real talk, I don't get that feeling often.
Mm-hmm.
And it really felt good, like, from one of my sisters to just let me help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was dope. It was dope. And I know y'all can't do that loosely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is fucked up, but you know, I love the fact that, you know, she allowed me to do that for her. And every now and then I'd give a compliment, like this older lady was, you know, doing her shopping, and she was killing it with this outfit.
Mm-hmm.
She had to be like maybe in her 60s. She was killing it. And I had to tell her, I was like, yo, you killing it out here. She's like, thank you, baby. All right, okay. Look
it's you. Thank you, sweetie. And I walked off. I said, you have a good day. You too, baby. I was like, okay. Got that AT love.
Okay.
I love it. Well, Cassie, can you tell them again how to reach you and find you and listen to everything just in case they miss it the first time?
All right. Well, I want y'all to go to my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It is at KASEAEYEZ. And that way you can get my link to my all my music and streaming. Cassie, the heart has eyes. Mm-hmm. I'm everywhere. YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, all that.
Yeah. I love it. We're going to have some links in there, but still, you know, it's different when you say it.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming and spending some time with us and sharing your dating woes.
Man.
Y'all don't understand.
Don't let me discourage. Go on out there and jump in that pool. Don't let me discourage you, baby.
Yeah. No, I will definitely say it takes time. I don't know when we're going to leave this episode in, but, you know, it's clear that I am no longer single, so. But it was a long time coming.
Did you peep yourself when you said that shit?
I did. And then I was like, wait, did I say that on air? Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So, you know, it definitely takes time, but it's a great journey and process. So it's coming. It ain't going to be that way forever.
It teach you a lot about yourself.
Girl, that's the best part. Yeah. I learned so much being single for the year and a half-ish.
If you're paying attention, somewhere you learn.
Yes. Definitely. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you. Y'all, make sure you go stream all of her music.
Okay.
What's the track with the two of you on it?
Attention. ATTN.
Okay. Attention. That was on, what's the name of the album? Pisces? Fluid. Okay. Yeah. So I was like, why am I thinking Pisces?
It was a song on that.
It was. But I always remember Where Did You Go? That's clearly one of my favorites.
Everybody loves it.
Everybody.
So that's the only track I can think of the name of. So. But I'm terrible with names and tracks and stuff, though. But thank you so much for listening. All right, everyone. Thanks for coming, Cassie. And until next time, we'll holla at you. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let Me Holla at You. You enjoyed it, right? Make sure you are subscribed to whatever platform you're listening to so you don't miss an episode when it drops. Also, don't forget to share it. Want to leave us a voicemail? You can on our brand new website, www.lemmehollaatyou.com, and that is LemmeHollaAtYou.com. Leave us a voicemail. It may just show up on an episode. You can also connect with us on our brand new social media pages, Instagram and Meta or Facebook or whatever it is. Let Me Holla at You Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We can't wait to connect with you. And until next time, we'll holla at you.